USA Radio News.
Day one of NATO is in the books. President Trump met with leaders privately and had a few comments publicly as well. The president also took part in the family photo, which is a tradition for NATO leaders. President Trump has been ruffling a few feathers overseas regarding defense spending and calling on other countries to increase theirs to get it closer to where the United States is. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz likes what he hears from the president.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 219 points to close the day at 24,700. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gets pranked. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion happened just north of Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
A new reality TV show will help contestants pay off their student debt. The show is called Paid Off, and it's on True TV, and it hopes to highlight that many young Americans and college graduates are struggling to pay off their education loans. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about the idea of this show on Fox Business.
Well, I think, Maria, it's a great idea. I mean, who wouldn't love the opportunity to have a game show where someone else take care of all your student loan debt? The reality is that very few people are going to make the show or even win that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So there is no student loan fairy. You're going to have to take care of this yourself.
Hogan also shares just how many people are in student loan debt.
We've got 44 million Americans that have student loan debt to the tune of almost $1.3 trillion. So we've got a student loan epidemic. It's a big deal. And so people need a path. They need to know what can they do. Because you can't bankrupt student loan debt, Maria. It's not going to go anywhere. So the way to deal with it is to attack it. And I tell people, I know it can be a big dollar amount, but if you sit down and make a budget and start to look at this and start to pay more than the minimum payments, I promise you, you're going to make progress.
In World Cup soccer semifinals, Croatia beat England 2-1. Croatia will now face off against France in the World Cup finals on Sunday. And finally, it was back on this date in 1914 when Babe Ruth makes his Major League Baseball debut. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.